You have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever.
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry, stay foolish.
This is the E-Commerce All-Stars podcast, brought to you with heart by Nedimo.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining today's podcast. It's your host, Brandon Moskva. I'm sitting here at YVR, that's the International Airport in Vancouver, BC, and I thought I should spend some time tonight going through some of my content feeds, and in doing so I thought, you know what, this would be a great opportunity for me to share 20 of those feeds with you guys, and 20 of the people that I follow and I consider some of the top content producers and minds in e-commerce, retail, and marketing, and all of those together and combined. So we're going to start, and this is in no particular order at all. Some of these people, 10 actually have been on my show before, and 10 have not. So heads up to those 10 who have not. I think you should be on my show. Anyway, so we'll start. I'm going to start with, let's start with those who have not been on my show. So, Brian Kramer. Basically, Brian is big into H2H, human to human. On his site, it says insights and thoughts about what being human, about why being human is our competitive advantage. Brian is, he's a big name in the industry of marketing. I think that he's onto something when he talks about the human to human. I'm in a Facebook group with him that he runs, and I think he's got some amazing content that everybody should get out there and check out. You can find him at briankramer.com/blog is where you can get all his content. So check that one out. The other one, someone I met at a conference in Las Vegas, Shep Hyken, customer service speaker and best-selling author. And Shep, when I met Shep, he's just dynamite. He commands a room and gets everyone's attention, and he's just go, go, go kind of guy. I could just imagine the kind of productivity levels that guy puts out. But anyway, you want to check out his content, it's at hyken.com/blog, or you can just go to his website, hyken.com. Someone I haven't met, Brian Massey. He's the founder of Conversion Scientist. I really love the content he produces. So there's two ways you can check it out. You can check out his content specifically at conversionsciences.com/blog/author/BMassey, or you can just go to conversionsciences.com. Check out their blog and for all their content. They really cover a lot of science-driven information in the area of conversions, and he's really got quite a great mind in that area. And so I checked that one out for sure. Another person I like to follow on Twitter a lot, but I also like to, she runs a tech radio. You can hashtag tech radio. And it's Marcia Collier. I met her at a conference in Florida a few years back, and we've been friends ever since. She's the author of over 48 books. She's huge in social media and e-commerce. She's a Forbes top 10 futurist. She's the founder of CustServe, hashtag CustServe, and runs a tech radio podcast. This one's a long one, so you probably want to check out the show notes, but you can find her at wsradio.com/category/technology/computer-and-technology-radio. So I would actually just go on to Twitter, do a hashtag tech radio, and you'll find a link in there, and check out Marcia on Twitter as well. Someone I've followed his articles and content and follow him regularly for quite some time now. I've had a couple phone conversations with him, and he's a really, really bright guy. That's Ari Zolden. He's the CEO of Quantum Media. and he's regularly on Fox, CNN, and CNBC, covering tech and media. And he's also a contributor for Inc. magazine, or Inc.com, I guess. So you can check his content out specifically at Inc.com/author/Ari-Zoldan, Zoldan. Sorry, Ari, if I'm getting your pronunciation of your last name incorrect there. But everybody, check out Ari's content. It's not necessarily specific to e-commerce or online commerce in general, but there's some really, really awesome content there that he produces, just in tech and media and everything entrepreneurial and business in nature. Someone else I'm going to mention here, I've actually had a conversation with her on the phone many, many years ago. Well, not many, many, but a few years back. Her name's Anna Hendricks. She's a CEO at Arc Digital. She's a yogi, a traveler, compulsive reader, foodie, health enthusiast, dancer, author, and list goes on. She is really an amazing person to talk to about social and ad and online media. So check her out, Anna Hendricks, AnnaHendrix.com/blog for her content, and just AnnaHendrix.com for her website. Definitely one worth checking out. All right, so this name I'm really going to screw up, and I know I've heard it said many times, and I still pronounce it somehow. Maybe it's my Canadian accent, I don't know, but Andrew Udarian, he's an e-commerce entrepreneur, blogger, and podcaster. I first came upon Andrew many, many years ago when I was first looking out there for e-commerce podcasts. He's the founder of E-Commerce Fuel. It's a private community for high six-figure, seven-figure e-commerce entrepreneurs, but he also runs, like I said, a podcast and a blog. You can find him at ecommercefuel.com. And you can also find, I have his feed running. I basically post, tweet out anytime he puts out some content because it's really that good. So check that out. The next one here is Drew Sanuki. Drew, I'm sorry if I screwed up your name. I subscribe to Drew's email newsletter, and some of the content that guy produces is absolutely cool. I quite like it. He's the founder of nerdmarketing.com, but I just wanted to also comment that he doesn't produce your standard type of content. I've retweeted a lot of his stuff, and I've also put out some quotes that he's mentioned on Twitter as well, because I think of him in some ways as the anti-marketer. He looks for what works. And so you're going to really find some very valuable insight there. So check him out for sure. All these people you need to check out for sure. There's another couple guys here that are actually run a podcast together. I came across them a little while back here when I was at shop.org doing our podcast. One, his name is Phil Winkle. He's a 5-time Magento certified and 2-time Magento master. I would follow him for sure. He also co-hosts Madge Talk, but the one I'm referring to, one I mentioned today, is he also co-hosts Commerce Future. So go to that website, futurecommerce.fm, and you can hear him and the next person I'm going to mention, which is Brian Lang, who's the director of West Coast at Something Digital, and he's also, like I said, a co-host of at Commerce Future, which is futurecommerce.fm. So check those guys out for sure. Check out their podcast. They've got some really good content on there. So that's the 10 who have not been on my show. So all of you 10 know that I will be reaching out to you at some point in the future. Because I think you guys need to be on my show. The next one here is Greg Mercer. He doesn't necessarily produce a lot of content himself, although he has been on a few podcasts, including mine, and he's just been around in the industry for a long time. But his website, junglescout.com, produces some really good quality content. So check out that blog at junglescout.com. Leanna Patch, she's the founder of Punchline Conversion Copywriting and the copy and copy director at Snap Copy. She runs two really cool businesses. We interviewed her on the show, and we talked a lot about using humor in your copy to make. She basically writes copy that converts. So check her out. She got a really good blog as well at punchlinecopy.com/blog. Check that one out. Next on my list is Brian Eisenberg. He's a keynote speaker, New York Times best-selling author, and founder of Buyer Legends. We had him on the show, and we talked a lot about his recent book. To be honest with you, the name of the book is slipping me, but I will include it in the show notes. I can't believe that. I'll add that in the show notes. Anyway, check him out at buyerlegends.com/blog. He produces some really good content there as well. Next on my list is Phil Forbes. He's, I like to call him a beard sport and content writer and marketer for Shoplo. He's really, really a cool down-to-earth guy. He's got quite a beard and quite some interesting information on their blog, which he basically writes all the content for Shoplo. And it's got some really, really good content there. The next one, she's been on my show twice, once as a co-host at shop.org, and once I did an interview with her directly, just herself. Her name is Nicole Ryla. She's the author of Retail 101 and the founder of RetailMinded.com. So check out their website at RetailMinded.com. She's got some amazing content that herself, as well as Jasmine Glashin, who's the next person on my right, on my list here. She's a writer, generational marketer, and speaker and journalist. And she basically focuses on millennials and the generational gaps there. So be sure to check out RetailMinded.com, and you'll get some good content from both Nicole and Jasmine. The next person on my list here is Bob Phibbs. Basically, he is the Retail Doc. You can find him at RetailDoc.com /blog for all of his blogging content. He's the one who really got me into the content game, and he's just a really smart individual when it comes to retail. He's got an old-school perspective and brings it to light and full circle for everybody to learn very valuable information from. Next on my list is Giles Thomas. Basically, his website says get more e-commerce visitors to buy, and that's because he focuses on conversion optimization. We had him on the show, and he has a five rock-solid steps to increasing profits in conversion optimization, and that's what we talked about then. You can find him, his content, it may not just be his own, but it's his company's content at acquireconvert.com/Shopify-marketing-blog. So just go to acquireconvert.com, and then you'll click on the blog, and you'll find all his great content there. I've also wanted to mention two other people. Steve Dennis, who was one of my most recent interviews. You can find him at stephendennis.com, or if you go to forbes.com/sites/Stephen Dennis, you'll find all of the content that he produces there. I think he produces some really amazing content specific to the retail industry, and basically his byline or headline on most places is the reinvention of retail in the age of digital disruption. So check him out for some really cool content there. Last but certainly not least, Kaylee Moore. She's a freelance writer for e-commerce and SaaS brands. She's done some really good work for a number of great companies. She was on the show, and we talked about how to create value-packed content that your customer actually wants, and she has some great insights into that. But her blog specifically covers a lot of different areas, from freelancing to specifically how to, you know, writing good quality content and everything from there. So her blog is Kaleigh, KaleighGhmore.com, and then you can get to her blog, basically slash blog. So KaleighMore.com/blog is where you can find more on Kaleigh. So that's my top 20 list for you today. I wouldn't necessarily say it's my top 20 list or my 20 in order. Basically, these are 20 people that I definitely would recommend you follow in the world of e-commerce. So check them out, and stay tuned for another podcast where I'll probably be listing at least another 20 more, because my RSS feed and my feeds that I subscribe to are probably closer to 100 plus, because not everybody produces content every day, and I like to consume mass amounts of good quality content. So if you're somebody who thinks you're producing some good content and your name hasn't come up, make sure you reach out to me, and I'll take a look at it and let you know what I think. Have a great day. And thanks for joining today's podcast.
You have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever.
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry. Stay foolish.
This is the E-Commerce All-Stars podcast, brought to you with heart by Nedimo.com.